new tool to fight COVID variants. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Federal health regulators today giving approval to reformulated COVID-19 vaccine boosters, which could be available within days.
The FDA gave authorization to a new recipe made by Pfizer and Moderna. The new vaccines combine the original recipe with updates specifically for Omicron variants BA4 and BA5, considered the most contagious strains. The U.S. has already purchased more than 170 million doses. Still, it's unclear how widespread new booster shots will be. Only about half of fully vaccinated Americans got a first recommended booster dose, and a third of those 50 and older eligible for a second booster did so.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. A court filing last night by the Justice Department shows the FBI seized 33 boxes containing more than 100 classified documents during the search of former President Trump's Florida home earlier this month.
Buried within this same document was one photo showing folders clearly marked top secret and secret, possibly showing why the material seized may have been easy for these agents to spot. The government writing in this filing, quote, plaintiff's motion to appoint a special master and join further review of seized materials fails for multiple independent reasons. The government has also developed evidence the government records were likely concealed and removed to obstruct the investigation.
Fox's Mark Meredith, a Florida judge, has set a hearing tomorrow regarding Trump's request that a neutral third party review the documents seized. His attorneys have until 8 in tonight to respond. The former president continuing his criticism of that search. NASA says it will make another attempt to launch Artemis 1 on Saturday. The new rocket and uncrewed capsule is set to orbit the moon as a test of systems ahead of future crewed missions. Monday's launch was scrubbed because of an engine issue. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Life expectancy in the U.S. has dropped for the second consecutive year.
The last comparable decrease was in the early 1940s at the height of World War II. The CDC says COVID is to blame for about half the decline in 2021 when vaccines were widely available, but new COVID variants caused waves of hospitalizations and deaths. It says other contributing factors included longstanding problems like drug overdoses, heart disease, and suicide. U.S. life expectancy was 78 years, 10 months in 2019. In 2020, it dropped to 77 years. Last year, it fell to about 76 years, 1 month. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
United Nations inspectors making their way toward Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant today. Officials hope the trip will help secure the Russian-held facility in the middle of a war zone and avoid catastrophe. Guy Fieri is out with a new series.
Peanut butter can be turned into diamonds.
I'm going to say fact.
Guy Fieri returns to the Food Network for Guy's Ultimate Game Night, a new cooking show that's stacked with celebrity guests, including Penn & Teller and Natasha Leggero, who will compete in food-related games and trivia for a chance to win a prize for their favorite charity. Joining Guy with hosting duties is Chef Antonia LaFaso, a fan favorite from Bravo's Top Chef, Chopped and Cutthroat Kitchen. The series premieres on both Food Network and Discovery Plus at 9 p.m. Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The UN Weather Agency predicts the phenomenon known as La Nina is poised to last through the end of the year, a mysterious triple dip, the first time in the century, caused by three straight years of its effect on climate patterns like drought and flooding worldwide. Officials say La Nina conditions, which involve a large-scale cooling of ocean surface temperatures, have strengthened in the eastern and central equatorial Pacific. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.